And my guest this morning in the first hour is Laura Coughlin, web editor of Explorer magazine, as we are flicking through the pages of April's issue. It will be on the shelves by Sunday, and we're giving you the preview this morning. Tim's saying it's not just about the tools in schools, it's mainly about the availability of suitable educational material.
I agree. It is, you know, if I was looking at YouTube the other day, and the top most viewed videos are now becoming educational videos, the A to Z's, the Sesame Streets and things like that. So you can, it's showing that that YouTube is becoming an educational tool. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? You decide.
Valerie's saying here, as long as technology doesn't become a babysitter, we made a mistake of buying an iPad when we wanted to keep our three-year-old occupied so we could finish our food, etc. Resort has to be entertained. He has to be entertained all the time during meals, and it isn't learning appropriate behaviour. He's four now, and we change this, and he's much better, and we talk as a family during meals. So very interesting, isn't it? It's like we can on one hand see the value of technology for our children, and we want them to have what the next child has. We want them to be in school and do well with their studies, and maybe we think that can assist with that. On the other hand as well, in the home, you know, once they're hooked into it, they want to play the games, they want to be using that form of that resource rather than other kinds of stimulation, other kinds of entertainment. And I guess coming back to being monitored and moderated, in that, you know, you can't just kind of leave a child with this technology and let them get on with it, because they could get into bad behaviours, into bad habits.
I guess it's about putting, you know, I remember when I was younger, my parents had parental settings on our AOL, you know, broadband account or whatever it was, just to make sure. So I'm guessing, I'm hoping that the UAE has those kind of those settings as well. So I'm guessing that that helps somewhat, but it still won't stop your child from from playing on the internet all the time.
And again, you know, how young is young? I suppose, you know, we know the advantages of technology, yeah, but actually for young children, what they're using with their hands, their fingers, repetitive strain injury, the health side of technology, you know, or not, the negatives. You know, if you're a young person that's already sitting in the same position for long hours on a computer or on an iPad or on the BlackBerry, yeah, and you're using that thumb and finger, and you are doing that for long periods of time, and you're say 6 or 7, what's that going to do to you by the time you're 15 or 16? Just a thought. So 4001, and let us know your opinions this morning with regards to Explorer's big debate, are kids involved in technology at too early an age? And coming back round to the search for the ultimate UAE Explorer, somebody's asking here with regards to nationalities and culture, people that are now in that final 12, so the range of nationalities.
It's quite broad, actually. So within the 12 that I'm just going through the name, so we've got, and I'll give them all a big shout out because they're doing such a great job. Tim, Zach, Lilliam, Mike, Eric, Celeste, Michelle, John, Jenny, Liam, Reem and Janelle. You guys are doing a great job. Keep up the good work. And within that range, we've got the token Brits. We've got Americans. We've got South Africans. We've got Iraqis, Filipinos. We've got Brazilians. So it's pretty broad range of nationalities, which makes it really fun.
Excellent stuff. Now, family issue, uh-huh, April's issue of Explorer magazine. Let's take a look at our mini explorers and what they've been up to.
Again, this was just a really good excuse for me and for my fellow editors to go and do all these fun family adventures that really you're not allowed to do unless you've got a kid to accompany you. So basically, how many times have you, you know, as a part of a family, you want to know where to go, and you've been recommended somewhere from a mother, a father or a friend. And we were thinking, you know, surely the best reviews for child-friendly hangouts would come from the children themselves.
Yeah, too right.
So we decided to aptly name this our, you know, we were trying to look for our mini explorers. So we went out in search via our social media, on Facebook and on Twitter, and we were saying, look, who'd like to have their children become our mini explorers? So as you can imagine, lots of responses. And this is what we did. We brought mum and dad, and we sent them off with their kids to review for us. Obviously, you know, the parents will have helped the kids with the review, but all of the thoughts have come from the kids themselves.
And what sort of ages are the mini explorers?
Oh, everything from 2 till 15. So it's
great.
Been a real mix of ages. And so some of the editors, we went off and went with these kids and these families to go and check it
so
out.
So where did you go, Laura? What did you get up to?
I went to Kidzania.
Great. Kidzania is great.
It's amazing. It's incredible.
There should be a Kidzania for grown-ups as well. I love it. Guess what?
Yeah? We were speaking to the lady in charge, and she's thinking of organising corporate events for adults.
I tell you, I mean, we broadcast for a week there, and it was so much fun. Now, if you don't know Kidzania is in Dubai Mall. You basically enter the world that is Kidzania, and you get your own bank account, and you go around, and you can be an air, you could be a pilot, you could be a radio presenter.
Yeah, it's a fantasy land, and it's just amazing. And we brought Samuel and Seren. I believe they were 5 and 6. Lovely kids, super excited to go in. You go through the Emirates cabin.
You check in, you take
your boarding pass, and in you go into this fantasy world, and it's incredible. We were told that kids spend on average 5 to 6 hours in there. What a day
it is. I mean, it is like a little town, and you've got the police station and the fire station and there's a little bit of a drama goes on, and you've got the firemen, and it's all role play. It's all capturing children's imaginations, and you can go in there and be part of the shop and serve, and there's a little supermarket, there's a theatre in there as well, so you could be part of the stage show. You can make your own short film TV show as well. It's fantastic.
The guys who work in there must be commended as well, because they keep so upbeat, so enthusiastic for these kids, and they do create this world where instead of saying hi, you say kai.
Yes.
And all these like special things, instead of a wave, there's a special move that you make whenever you meet someone new. And it's fantastic educationally, because you learn the value of money as well, among these other, you know, range of skills. You are given some money and you open your bank account, but then when you're spending money doing whatever it is you might be doing, you're going to lose money. So in order to make more money to do more things, you have to go and get a job.
Exactly.
Whether that's at the police station, or whether that's being a TV presenter,
or a doctor.
There's
a little hospital there,
and it's just fantastic. So we spent only 2 hours, and I was forced to go back to the office. I could have stayed there all day.
Someone's asking here, my friend is coming over with her 3-year-old, can he go into Kidzania? He's obsessed with firemen. So I think you can. I think you might have to have some assistance.
We've got it down here at the moment is a day pass for children aged 4 to 16. Need to go if you want to go into Kidzania. Do double check. It's kidzania.ae. Give them a call. It might have changed, but that's the information that I've got here.
Yeah, and maybe with parental assistance, you know, but
yeah.
Check it out.
If you are interested in something for roughly 3 years old, I think it was, you said?
Yeah.
Inside, for another bit of mall fun, inside Merdiff City Centre, there is a company or an area we love because it's called Little Explorers. Obviously, we love the name. And it's the destination for little ones at the Play Nation. And it's aimed at children between ages of 2 and 7 years old. Similar to Kidzania, they engage while learning through play. There's 97 different exhibits across 5 zones. There's lots of games, educational stuff. So that's really great if you're looking for something to do still in Dubai. Our mini reviewer, Mahad, he gave it 9 out of 10 and said that he absolutely loved it and he'll definitely be back. And I keep asking my parents if we're going there again soon. So try that, Little Explorers at Merdiff City Centre, if you're looking for something for a 3-year-old.
Fantastic. When we come back, we'll find out more from the mini explorers and their reviews of places to go here in the Emirates for the children. We're also going to go a bit further afield as well and look at some travel destinations that are good for the family.